Salamu alaikum.
The best way to get you going. This is VOC Breakfast with Ghulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Yasser. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
15 minutes after 8 a.m. this morning, we're into the final hour of the show, and we move along now to our next feature. Now, a group of community members have started an initiative called Just Breathe, which will have a significant impact on those affected with COVID-19 related respiratory difficulties. So they plan to acquire oxygen concentrators and pulse oximeters or oximeters and make it available free of charge to the public on an as-needed basis, so that home care for less severe cases can become more widely possible, obviously then relieving the pressure on the existing health facilities. But joining us online this morning is Fatima Ali, Communications Manager at Fatima SA Communications. Assalamu alaikum, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us, Fatima.
Wa alaikum assalam to everybody at the Voice of the Cape on this beautiful rainy Friday morning.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, we are well with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in lockdown level 3. There's load shedding. It's raining. It's the third Friday of the month of the year 2021. Life is beautiful. We just have so much to be grateful for. And all we need to do is just breathe.
I like that.
Very well said. So, you know, we've been seeing the various graphics going around speaking about Just Breathe. Perhaps telling us a bit more about this initiative, Fatima.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is due to the Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and our sustainer. Assalamu alaikum. What happened was, there is a business in Cape Town called Big Boy Crockery, and they are selling oxygen concentrators. So a few business people came together and they said that they needed to do something more tangible for the community. They started off with 5 oxygen concentrators, and now we have 22 oxygen concentrators supplied by various businesses within Cape Town to alleviate the situation that we're having at various healthcare facilities. So we decided to call this initiative Just Breathe, as we are going to be providing these oxygen concentrators free of charge for 7 days to COVID patients who are needy and who are not by the means to secure a unit. So alhamdulillah, the base is here in Lansdowne, Imam Harun Road, at Big Boy Crockery, where we are handing out all the various oxygen concentrators. But what you need to do is, you need to contact me via 082-066-3353 or email me on ali.fatima@gmail.com. Then what we will do is, we will send you all the information. We will tell you this is a community initiative. You need to have a doctor send a letter stating that the patient has been diagnosed with COVID-19, needs oxygen, and is not by the means to secure one for them. Then we also need a municipality or a telephone account from you. And you then send all of that information to us together with the application form that I will send you, and we will then sift through it, and we will then select. So yesterday, alhamdulillah, we already distributed 9 units of the 22. So we are waiting. We have 105 requests of people wanting the devices. So all they need to do is to send it to me via email, all the relevant documentation, and then we take it from there. Because to be in the service of the community, that is so important, because it just lifts the soul. Because you can earn money, anybody can earn money, but you need to earn money for your soul as well. So earning for your soul is helping your community. And so we are asking people, if you have family members, contact me on 082-066-3353. And you know what is so wonderful, Ghulam?
Yeah.
We have had people who have applied for one patient, 4 family members. So that is the love that we have for our community, Ghulam. Mm.
Now, Fatima, also, if we were to look at the current increase in the COVID-19 infections here in the Western Cape, right? They can obviously make contact with you, but is that sort of being accommodated as well? Do you have enough oxygen available for, or the facilities available for, the amount of people that might require this?
We own, at this moment, we only have 22. So we are also appealing to businesses, if they would like to come on board, to also contact me on the number that I gave so that they can sponsor a concentrator as well. Because what this concentrator does is it manufactures, it increases oxygen. So it is not an oxygen tank. It is an oxygen concentrator. So this machine, if you Google it, this machine, you have to add some water to it, and then you just follow all the instructions. It comes with a mask and all the tubing and everything, and it increases. So when the patient breathes, it increases the oxygen levels in their body. So we are trying to alleviate a little of the problems that we are having here, because this is now the peak of wave 2, and who knows, it's even going to be wave 3 and wave 4, because our lives have changed completely. So our lives are now to be safe, to be vigilant, but you have to live. Our lives are beautiful, and we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't burden us with a burden that we are not able to handle. So there is a cure to that. So as community, we must just work together, and we are asking people to please, when it is only severe cases, so that for 7 days we are able to help people who need help at that moment, so that you then, after 7 days, you bring the device back, we sanitize that device, and then we can give it to another person. So that is a small little bit that this community initiative is doing on our side. And we decided to call it Just Breathe, because when a child is born, the first thing the child does is the child breathes. And when we die, the last thing we do is we take a breath. So this is Just Breathe, because we are all alive. We are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the abundance that He has given us. And we as a community, we are standing together, and we are sharing, and we are caring via Just Breathe. Ghulam.
Fatima, in terms of the reaction from those that have, you know, made use of the service thus far, as well as how many have been assisted via the service?
The service, so far, 9. And immediately I would get messages to say, Auntie Fatima, the fat level has increased. My mom is feeling much better. My uncle is feeling much better. And it is for people who are, the devices that we have given out thus far are people who are either pensioners or who are in their late 50s and 60s. So it is people who are living with other people. So obviously it is not going to be the patient, the COVID patient, that is going to make contact with us. It is the family members.
Yes.
So on our application form, we have the name of the patient, and then thereafter, everything is going to be, so if Ghulam is now for his mother or father, it will be Ghulam Fakir and all Ghulam's details. So Ghulam will be the one who's going to be responsible to come and collect the device, and who's going to be responsible for utilizing the device and showing the person how to utilize the device. Because remember, when we approve, it is only on approval that the doctor has given the letter. So they are also in contact with the doctor to ensure that they are using the oxygen concentrator correctly. So that is just how far we have gone. So in terms of the response from people is that immediately the oxygen level within the patient has increased. The breathing is much better.
Much better.
They are not suffocating anymore. And also that has a psychological effect on your well-being. So alhamdulillah, we say shukran to everybody who has supported this initiative, and shukran to everybody for also applying and sending us all the information. Because with this, people are getting hope, and through the small initiative, we will be able to, at one time, 22, then it will be 44, then it will
inshallah.
Be 66,
yes.
Inshallah, to help people as we go along, Ghulam.
Fatima, just I've got 30 seconds before I need to wrap it up. If you could just give us that email address again. There's a lot of people coming through on my WhatsApp line asking for those details. So just repeat those, the email address and your contact number for me as well, please.
Contact number 082066 3353, email address ali.fatima@gmail.com, ali.fatima@gmail.com. To the voice of the Cape, shukran so much for availing time for Just Breathe. And Ghulam, you know I'm very proud of you. Whenever I see you, then I say, that is my Ghulam.
Shukran to Fatima. You have a
alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Fatima Ali, the communications manager at Fatima SA Communications.